It's wrinkled sheets, it's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled sheets. Yeah. This dog smells like poop.
You have a poop theme today.
I don't know what it is. I have a poop thing today?
Yeah. On your show earlier today.
Oh.
I tuned in for just a little bit, and you guys were, like, being very graphic about poop discussion.
We had talked for an hour and a half about the Boston bombing and homeless people. I'll break that up on here, too. And then you tuned in an hour and a half into the show, and you hear Trevor go, well, it's because of the poop and the paper towels and the whatever, right?
No, you guys were describing eating hot foods.
Oh, and then coming straight
the
out.
The result. And yeah. His is a different consistency than yours, and you're proud of that.
Oh, great. Anyway, welcome to Wrinkled Sheets. That's the way to start the show, right there.
You said it.
At least it's not pooped sheets.
Right.
They're just wrinkled.
See, ew.
This morning, we were talking about on my podcast, Remasculate. I saw two homeless guys breaking up. And I don't know, as I said on the show this morning, I don't know if they were homosexual.
How do you know they were breaking
homeless
up?
Guys, because they were like, well, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? You know I love you. This was in the alley right there by T-Radio V.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they're like, you need to start making decisions for yourself. And he goes, I've always made my own decisions for myself. I think for myself. I'm thinking, well, your decision making has gotten you to a really good place. And so then we started talking about, you know, the homeless guys, was it like a prison love kind of thing where you're just two homeless guys and hey, I kept you warm one night, you know. Or was it an actual, like, a homeless love affair?
Like, they were together and then they became homeless together?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was turned to look at them because I'm like, this caught my attention. And they both looked at me like, what are you looking at? And I didn't want to be the reason two homeless men get back together. You know, like, hey.
Let's beat him up together and, oh, I love you.
Yeah,
again.
I forgot. So that was it was a very weird situation to see two homeless guys.
And did
discussing...
you have to wait there for them to open the door for
no.
you?
No. No, I was just had parked and walked by the door there, you know, in the alleyway.
Oh, do you go in the front door during the day?
Yeah, I go in the front door.
Oh, so you don't have to wait for someone to let you in. Because that could have been awkward.
Yeah.
Standing there waiting for them to come down and let you in.
So what do homeless guys do when they break up? That's what we were trying to decide. Do they
move a couple streets down and find a new box?
I guess so. Where am I supposed to live? Where do you live now?
Go to a different mission?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm keeping all the cans.
I just had a mental picture I don't want to share.
It was not a good-looking Brokeback thing, I can tell you that. It was like...
No Matt Damon?
No, it was not Matt Damon and...
Who was in that movie with him?
The other... Oh, it wasn't even Matt Damon. God.
Oh.
It was...
Are you sure it wasn't Matt Damon?
I'm sure. It was... the guy from Batman. Why can't... That died. I can't think of his name now.
Oh,
I'm
Heath Ledger.
Who?
Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Him and... The other guy, his name can't pronounce with a G, and his sister, Gyllenhaal, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh. I obviously
we
did not
are horrible
ever,
at this
I never
game.
Saw that movie.
It was a very good movie. I cried. And the dog is going to be annoying again. But I cry at everything. I cried at a movie the other night I saw called Disconnect.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. It's already, I mean, it's not out here in Denver yet, but I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes, and it said it was released in 2004. So it must have got limited release, and it's coming here.
Wow.
But
did the actors look much younger than they do
no.
now?
No. I mean, not 2004, 2012.
Oh,
I'm
I was
sorry.
Like,
I'm
dang.
Tired. No, it was Jason Bateman.
Yes, I love him.
And part of the movie was about identity theft, online identity theft, which his other movie was Identity Thief or Theft or whatever that was. One was horrible. This one was great. Disconnect was great. I cried.
And I'll probably end up watching that on Netflix or
you
something
should.
When it comes out and you're out of town.
You should.
That's what I end up doing on the movies I miss, and you're like, oh, it's really good, or, oh, Matthew McConaughey was in it. Then I'm like,
oh, is that
I
the only reason you
want
to watch a movie, because Matthew McConaughey was in it?
I'm starting to get away from that reasoning, but it used to be that way, because that last one, Killer Joe, was a little like...
You didn't like that movie?
That whole drumstick scene?
Yeah?
That is not my cup of tea.
But it was still a good movie, though. It was just
okay.
bizarre,
it
him being that
bizarre.
Much of a sicko.
Ugh. Yeah, it was very bizarre. Not my thing.
Where he had to, she had to.
Okay, we don't have to describe it. If you want to see what I'm talking about, find the chicken scene with Matthew McConaughey. Because
it's toward the end.
Right. That means you have to watch most of the movie. Yeah.
So you were asking me a little bit ago about plentyoffish.com, which
We don't need to. Why is Janet asking Steve about
that was
a dating
gonna be,
website?
That was going to be my next question on there.
No.
Why were you asking me about are we breaking up? Are we the homeless couple?
No. Wow. That's even. I'm going to have a horrible nightmare tonight, and I'm going to wake up, and you're going to be like all bear hugged. I try not to do that because I know it might wake you up, but it'll be because I had a bad dream about that.
Breaking up?
Yeah.
Being homeless and getting on plenty of fish? Explain to me why you were asking. Because
You've been doing some guest appearances on a radio show here in town for a Christian radio station,
which is very shocking.
Right. And people have their jaws dropped.
I actually made the mistake today of because we were talking about the guys that drive the little pedal cabs around, the bicycle with the cab in the back.
Uh huh.
And I go, have you seen those guys? They're pretty skinny to have to haul your fat ass around all the time. Oops.
Dang.
Like, don't worry. We're taping. We'll cut that. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. On this station, you can't say that at all.
No.
But anyway, because of the Christian station you were asking about is Plenty of Fish. Because
I don't know why this came up. I was thinking, Christian... And you said something about single. Oh, you were saying how people liked you, and
oh,
I was like,
saying,
"Oh, women
the girls
love you." And that's been our joke for a while. I've always joked with you about that, and
because the women post on this site that they love when I'm on this radio station,
right? And I said I had to beat them off with bats, and that made me start thinking about Christian women wanting my boyfriend. Well, they can't have my boyfriend, so they have to find another boyfriend. How do they find boyfriends? Do they use plentyoffish.com? It's the connecting of Janet's head.
Uh-huh. And then you ask, is Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, and so then
Christian.
I'm like, well, the next time you're on, you should ask how, those Christian people feel about those dating websites. Like, are they reputable? And I was like Plenty of Fish, because I was told back a while ago that Plenty of Fish was a Christian dating site, and I kind of thought, oh, well, that makes sense with the fish symbol being, the Jesus symbol. And
And it's not.
It's not.
Because I didn't even see a Jesus symbol on the site. After you asked me and I went and looked it up, I didn't see it. So I think Plenty of Fish actually just is reference to there's plenty of fish in the sea. Just go get you another one.
Right. Do you know anyone that's been successful on those sites?
No, other than our mutual pal, who I won't say, but... Apparently
was that a success?
She has done a lot of dating off of that.
Yeah. Was that a success, though?
Apparently, they've hooked up a lot. Isn't that a success?
I guess.
Depending on what you're looking for.
How many hours apart?
Several in the same day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I meant her current. They're states away from each other.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Girl question. I'm trying to find the website to get to our Facebook.
Why?
I don't know. I get squirrel.
Distracted?
Squirrel. Or raccoon.
We have a podcast to
do. I totally had a crazy experience with a raccoon that was twice the size of Moon Pie this morning.
Please tell us this story. I remember seeing that first thing this morning when I woke up.
On
about
Facebook.
Having an encounter with a very large raccoon.
It was I'm from Missouri. I grew up seeing raccoons and possums. This was seriously twice the size of Moon Pie, and I had a coworker to back me up with that story.
And by people you say Moon Pie, Moon Pie is our dog that is an American Eskimo.
Right.
30 pounds.
Yeah, if you're friends with us on Facebook, you know who Moon Pie is.
So this raccoon was
this morning,
60 pound raccoon.
It was huge, I swear.
Uh huh.
So I'm getting out of my car and I walk around to the passenger side to get my plenty of bags because I take a lot of bags. I was going in to work out. It was about 6:30. Not a lot of people around. There was one other car in the parking lot and then my other coworker who was pulling in. And I'm loaded up with my bags and I'm walking toward the sidewalk and then all of a sudden, bam! There's this ginormous raccoon, and he stops. And I stop, and we stare at each other.
Y'all
and I'm
froze?
Thinking, yeah. And I'm thinking, do not jump on me because he could have done some damage. Mm-hmm. Do not attack me. And we just stood there for a couple seconds. And then he scurried off. But I was, oh, don't kill me.
What did you think he was going to do?
I was afraid that, you know, that I surprised him and he was... raccoons will do that if they feel, like, in danger.
Did it make any noise? Like...
I think there was some noise, but it all happened so fast and I was so, like... It'd been years since I'd seen a raccoon. And especially that size. Was that the doorbell?
No. That is something in the computer that just popped up and said the device could run faster if the USB was put into a different port.
We're not going to worry about that.
I don't know
right
what that
now.
Means. I'm going to click that off.
Yes. So that was my raccoon encounter. Have you seen many raccoons around the house?
Around here, no.
I think it's because our neighbors are pretty good about keeping their trash. My one of my coworkers said that they like to be in like storm drains.
Uh-huh.
And there's one pretty close to our office. Because if you know a raccoon, they really like to be around water. Like when they eat, they must have water close because
they dip stuff in water.
They don't have salivatory glands.
Uh-huh.
I didn't pronounce that right at all, but you know what I meant. They don't have those glands, so they must have water constantly,
right.
Especially when they're eating. And so there's a storm near our office, and she said she has seen a family of raccoons.
All I ever see in our neighborhood are foxes and coyotes. And then we just got a thing from the city saying, be careful, coyotes are all around. If you have small dogs, don't let them out, which means...
Butterfly needs to learn how to use a litter box.
Yeah, that too. But it means that they've been having trouble. When they're going to send out something, that means somebody's already lost a pet or two. Ugh. That's horrible.
Well,
wouldn't it be horrible to open your door
friend?
And your dog never comes back?
Well, I told you about my Facebook friend that had the doggy door, and he had two toy poodles. Did we talk about this on one of our shows?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. He had two toy poodles, and in the middle of the night, one was, like, freaking out, and so he, like, walked him around the house. Everything's fine. And then he noticed the other one wasn't around, so he's like, oh, it must be in the backyard. And went out, and the one that was still there was, like, freaking out, like, in the corner of the yard, and he assumes that a coyote, because he saw a coyote the next day.
Oh.
I know.
Did he find any remnants of remains
no.
or anything?
No.
Or?
No.
So just like snatch and grab and gone.
Oh my gosh, that would break my heart. It scares me to death to let her out in the evening.
What scares me to let her out when I hear the owls? We have owls in the houses.
Yes, I was just going to say, in addition to that. And
you're like, oh, they're going to swoop down. I saw that Sandra Bullock movie. Birds come out of nowhere and steal the little dog and fly away.
Right.
What movie was that?
Proposal. The Proposal.
Yeah, and you like that because Ryan Reynolds was in it.
You got naked.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, shush. I know you love your boobies. You have booby talk with Trevor like every other day.
I love boobies. I'm a man. What doesn't? What man doesn't?
I
didn't watch it because Sandra Bullock was in it because she didn't have any boobies. But
I think hers are bigger than mine.
What?
Pretty sure. And that was what I was just going to say.
What?
That, you know, you should be a little bit nicer in that area because I'm not blessed in that area. But I can cook.
You can cook. You're making a wonderful dinner right now. You're making onions and something.
I'm not going to have back problems when I get older. Nothing's going to be sagging to my belly button.
Well,
I'll be lucky if they sag to my rib cage. It's the truth.
So have you ever had any other animal encounters?
I remember my first encounter with a possum. I was in fifth grade. I was getting ready to go out to the bus stop. And at that point, my parents didn't get up with me anymore. Like, I was pretty self-sufficient. Got up at the alarm, got ready for school, went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go walk out, and I saw this tail. And I was like, oh my God, it's a rat. Oh my God. Oh my God. So I run in my mom and I'm like, mom, there's a big, 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 big rat outside. She comes out and she's like, that's a possum. And I was like, I didn't know.
A possum is a rat, isn't it? Just a bigger rat.
I think they're in the same family, but
because they have that same icky tail, that same fleshy, I've got germs kind of disease
and that nose
tail.
And those beady eyes. Yeah.
Did you go try to touch it or play
dead
or anything?
No, I ran away.
I love the commercial on TV where the kids are looking at the possum. And then it jumps up. Have you seen that commercial and the kids run and scream?
No.
I can't remember who that's.
And this
even
possum
for.
Was not playing possum. Like, it was very active. I was very scared.
Speaking of freaky things, have you been following Amanda Bynes on Twitter?
Oh, my gosh. No. She's on Twitter?
Yeah.
She's tweeting? Yeah, someone's allowing her to tweet?
She's tweeting a lot, and she's tweeting freaky. And the reason I thought of that right before I came down here, I saw a story about she reveals her new look on Twitter, and I didn't click on the link, so.
She should be on Ellen. Is it everyone on Ellen?
Everybody.
Yeah, Ellen should have her on.
And discuss that, you know, why she's being so freaky.
Who looks freaky? And I'm going to post the picture on our Facebook page. Laura Boyle. You seen her?
Laura Finn Boyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a bunch of face surgery. She's got like duck face or something now, didn't she?
No, she's got like droopy look. I just posted the picture.
What?
On yeah.
She was always one of my favorite.
I know. I posted the picture
she was in Men in Black
on
too.
The Wrinkled Sheets Facebook page. And here, I'll show you, since we don't have a camera here. Droopy dog.
Oh, she's got the jowls happening there.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened.
It doesn't say in the article.
Because she was pulled real tight with duck lips last time I saw her.
Yeah, it looks like something came undone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, she dated fast. Jack Nicholson for a long time.
Yeah, he's got that look too, but he's like 90, right?
OMG. Did you just slam Jack Nicholson?
I love him as an actor, but he's pretty old.
Well, I think he's like in his late 60s, early 70s, baby.
That's
why does everybody like under 40, like, isn't he like 90? Isn't he like, how old are they, like, are they still alive?
You're not guilty of that when you were a couple years ago? When you were before 40?
No, I don't think I was. I just think everybody now just seems like it thinks everybody's like, oh my God. Doesn't it feel like that to you?
Yeah, but because you have those stars that don't really age, like Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Jack Nicholson.
Jack's always been, well, I think Tom gets a little work done.
And that's fine.
It is, because he looks good.
He doesn't look ridiculous. He looks like, we saw a movie with him in it last night, and he doesn't look like he has, like, he does look older than he did in Cocktail, mm-hmm. but he doesn't look bad.
I was trying to decide from the movie we saw, we won't review yet, because we can't, but I was wondering, do you think he wears a toupee? Because a couple scenes, his hair looked different.
You're weird about that. I don't even notice that. I didn't notice it.
Well, because we saw it on IMAX, and it was giant. That's the only reason I...
Yeah.
It's like one reason, one line, one scene. There's like a normal hairline,
mm-hmm.
and then the next one, it's like, does he have a bathroom rug on his head?
Huh, I don't know. That would be weird to think of Tom Cruise bald. I think I did see his vagina in that IMAX screen.
Did you just slam Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I think so. Did you hear about Russell Brand? He was on an interview. I don't remember with who. But he was talking about Tom Cruise, and he was like, oh, I like Tom Cruise. He's very talented, and you have to say that if you want to remain in the entertainment industry.
He said that?
Yes. I guess he worked with Tom recently, and he was like, you know, he's in the Scientology thing.
Right. Remember, they did Rock of Ages together.
Yeah. He's like, I tried. I kept dropping, like, I've been feeling really lost lately, just to see if he would try and sell me Scientology, but he didn't try and sell me Scientology.
I don't really understand Scientology, and I don't want to slam it.
I'm not slamming. I'm just, this was a story.
Oh, no, I know. Okay. I know. But I'm saying, remember the night that I
yeah, Jenna Elfman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I kind of did a joke about Tom Cruise on Twitter, and Jenna Elfman, as you guys know, is from 16 Pin, and Darman Gregg kind of fired back at me because we're Twitter pals.
She's Scientologist.
And I didn't know, and she was like, Steve, you're smarter than that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm a comic.
I'm a comic. I slam everything.
Right.
And I don't really mean to. Maybe people get so.
And at that time, making fun of Scientology was very common because the whole alien. I don't even know if that's even part of it. But I remember them saying something about aliens and Tom Cruise was from outer space.
Yeah. So I was just. It was just a joke. Yeah. And I didn't want to offend. I don't want to offend her for sure because, you know. Celebrity and a friend on Twitter, and
was who motivated me to cut my hair short the very first time.
Was she really?
And
I didn't
she
know.
Was Dharma.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, you should say thank you.
Yeah, my boyfriend hates my hair short, but thank you, thank you for motivating me to do that.
Well, now you're growing it out.
I
she
am.
Has her hair out, grown out on the new.
Hers grew out faster than mine.
I think she has Hollywood hair. Where do you get that? Jenna, please let us know.
Oh, they all do. Like, if you look at Rihanna, her hair goes from, like, pixie to freaking
in a day. Whatever photo shoot they have is all new hair.
I want that. But I've heard it's very bad on your hair to put extensions in.
Well, it doesn't really matter if you don't can't ever see bad hair. But I think it's only bad if you're a normal person walking the street, you've had an extension, I take it out, and I can't have it fixed.
$800 a week, yeah. Because I've seen normal people with extensions that you can tell, and they look bad.
I'm always amazed by people that have their hair different color, like bleached or dyed, and the roots are all the way down, like 6 inches long. You know, like, you've done it. Are you growing it out, or you just can't afford to fix it, or you can't?
That was me in college.
Really?
Yeah, I would go, and I never paid professionally to get my hair done. So it's not like I was paying a lot. I was paying $6 for a bottle of the hair bleach.
Yeah.
But then I would just let it go, and it was bad.
That's bad. Because you see those people, like, they've got like 6-7 inches of hair, normal color hair.
Like, and black
then blonde.
And bleach.
And then blonde. Yeah. You can tell, like, that has really grown out, and you need to pick one, stick with it.
I have seen where the newer style, I forget what it's called, but where they have
the,
like,
roots show.
The roots, and then, like, highlights near the bottom, and it's supposed to make you look younger.
Right.
Oh, I don't know how. Yeah, I saw it. It was 2 days ago when I was looking at Twitter. The hairstyle that's making
you didn't save that story?
No.
Did you save any story that you wanted to talk about today? Was there a...
Well, the creator, one of the creators of Friends has come out and said that there will never, ever, ever be a reunion. And I'm kind of sad about that.
Why? Everybody got their own deal, or just that this person just doesn't ever want to do it?
Let's see. Boo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Boo.
Calling it up. She's calling it up. I thought she had it up. That's why
I have it up, but I haven't fully read the story. Oh. Who's Martha? Is Marta? Marta?
One of the executive producers.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, she's the one that has come out and said that I'm going to clear this up right now. No, not happening. It doesn't say why.
And the whole article, it doesn't say
why? The article is like two paragraphs long.
No, what's it say in the article?
Will a Friends reunion ever happen? Many Gen Xers, am I a Gen Xer?
Yes.
Okay. Have long hoped for the popular 90s sitcom to return in some fashion, whether it be a new season, a reunion episode, or even a movie. Since the show ended back in 2004... Holy
cow, that's
almost
been 10
years.
I didn't know
it was that long. There have been constant rumors about its return, and Friends fans have held on to hope and crossing their fingers that it would happen. But it's not going to, so stop crossing your fingers. The show co-creator, Marta Kaufman, has assured us all that Friends is never, ever coming back. Marta told E! She was recently in a bar enjoying happy hour with a friend when she overheard a group of people talking about a Friends reunion. She said they were giddy when they spoke about the show, and all she could do was toss back her cocktail in amusement, because she knows it's not coming back. When Marta is done telling her story, she turns to the camera to talk directly to fans. She assures them no Friends reunion is happening or will ever happen. I'm going to clear this up right now. No, not happening. But does she see a Friends movie happening? No, look, Friends is about that time in your life when your friends are your family. Once you have a family, there's no need anymore. I'd rather have people go, oh, please, please, than I can't believe you did that. It was horrible. Sorry to burst your bubble, kiddos, but like she said, it's never going to happen.
Well, I'm kind of glad. I mean, what would they do? Here they are with their kids, and they'll all get together and have a... And they're...
Do you remember when... Okay, Brady Bunch. They had that couple reunion shows.
No, they tried to do that several times.
I loved the Christmas when the Bradys got together and Mike got stuck in the mine shaft.
Uh-huh.
I watched that every Christmas on VHS.
Right.
I loved that.
Did you say VHS?
Yes, I'm old. And then when Kelly and Zach got married from Saved by the Bell and they had that reunion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were out of college.
And you watched that over and over on VHS?
No, but I did watch it several times. My generation loves that.
when you, bring things back.
You bring everyone back so you find out, you know, who ended up with who and, like, who's doing what. And just one one-hour special or two-hour special.
You just want things wrapped up. Right. You need closure. This generation so needs closure in everything.
Yes. We're so scared. We're running scared.
Of what?
I don't know. My nose is itchy.
It's that damn cat. I was thinking the same thing.
I think it's the damn dog.
No, I think it's that damn cat. There's hair everywhere, jumped in my lap. Now I got look at this. We didn't make it through another podcast.
We love our animals.
God.
They're part of the family.
No, they're
We're like Kathy Lee and her kids, but it's us and the dogs.
Did you seriously? Make
bad?
A Kathy Lee? We are like Kathy Lee? I may never do this podcast again.
What? We just got Twitter followers.
What? We did?
Yeah, my phone's been blowing up.
Is that why you're playing with the phone over there like crazy?
All day. Like, I woke up and I was like, did the world end? Because my phone has, like, I'm not you. I don't get a lot of notifications.
And then boom, boom.
Timber Threads just went through and liked a bunch of, I think, every two girls in a bottle of wine photo.
Well, that's good.
But outside of stuff like that, it's...
I told you this morning, I did one of those team follow backs. You always see those things on Twitter, like, follow us, we'll follow you back, or follow this and you'll get 500 followers. No. I just did one of those follow back things. It's been blowing up like crazy.
Blowing up. Have you checked the direct messages?
Yes, there's a lot of direct messages.
You need to start replying to them.
Really?
Yeah, some of them are like asking questions and stuff.
And then some of them are like, hey, are you horny?
I totally block and spammed them.
Did you?
I did go through those.
Did you see those?
Yeah.
Hey.
I look at my phone. I was like, what the? Yeah, block, spam.
So you replied to them?
No, I didn't. I did not. I was not horny at the time. I hit block and report spam.
Oh, at the time. Had this come at a more opportune time at work,
I might have
said, hold on. Excuse me. I'll be back in a minute.
No, I wouldn't have. You know me. I'm a good girl.
What would you do on Twitter anyway?
I don't know. The exchange naked pictures. You've seen there's naked pictures on Twitter. We've talked about that on the podcast.
Naked pictures on Twitter?
Yes, you know this. Don't make me.
Don't make you what?
Explain how you know.
Pull up naked pictures on Twitter?
I'm not going to pull up naked pictures.
Do you have naked pictures of Matthew McConaughey on your phone?
No, I don't want to. You leave things to the imagination.
That's what Alfred Hitchcock said. We were watching the movie Hitchcock.
I was on Vicodin after having tooth surgery, so...
You fell asleep. You hated the movie much?
No, I did not. I was on Vicodin. And that was the last time I took Vicodin. I've been living on ibuprofen since, because Vicodin makes me not a very alive person. Kind of makes me...
Why do you think people love Vicodin? You ever see that?
You
got Vicodin? Got a couple extra?
Yeah, people become addicted to it. You can't have a life. Unless your body reacts differently to downers. Like, you hear those, some people are like, I take NyQuil and it wakes me up. Have you heard those people?
Yeah.
I don't believe half of them, but maybe it does happen.
No,
maybe
it's true. If you take NyQuil and you don't fall asleep, it becomes a totally opposite kind of rush,
like,
kind of deal. Like, I'm freaking out. I feel my skin.
Well, no, like, some people like legitimately say that whatever's in NyQuil doesn't act as a downer for them.
Just
it
totally opposite?
Yeah, like their body reacts differently. But it could happen. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I went to school for communications. I did not get my PhD.
What is your favorite drug?
Love.
No, I'm serious. You've had enough stuff prescribed to you by the doctor that you go, oh, good. I do like this one.
I have not. Because most of those are downers, and they make me sleepy, and I don't like being sleepy and kind of blah.
So codeine, when you get like a cough with codeine, you don't like, hey, codeine, this makes me enjoy TV more.
No, because I've never really had anything that made something like more enjoyable. I can sleep just fine by myself. I don't need anything to like make me all drowsy.
Yeah, because doctors don't ever give you anything like, oh, you have a cough? Here, take this. And you're like, wow, I feel like partying.
Right. Like, on Thursday when I had my surgery, it was great because it made me not hurt And it was hurting really bad when it would start to wear off. But since then, it's like...
You had very painful oral surgery.
I had a root canal that had to be fixed.
Are you going to sue the doctor? Not the one that fixed it.
I don't know. If we have any lawyer friends out there, will you call me? Or
is there such thing as malpractice for a dentist?
I don't know, because I had the root canal. Within 2 weeks of the root canal, I went back because I had a bubble in my mouth and it was hurting. And he's like, oh, that just happens. And it was a sign of an infection. Me being 21 at the time, had no idea. I was like, okay
whatever.
It's normal. And that was 10 years ago. And I've been to one dentist since that dentist. And then I have my current dentist now.
You've been to that dentist more than once, though. You had a dentist that you repeatedly went to.
It was in Missouri, yeah. Then when I moved here, I got a dentist. That dentist didn't say anything. I remember one time they shot me through full of, like, an antibiotic in my gums. Like, it wasn't one I took regularly. It was just they gave me a shot of antibiotic and never said anything else about it. And then my dentist now is like, you need to go see an endodontist. And I'm like, what?
What's an endodontist?
So I went and saw him.
I got to Google.
Thinking, it's been 10 years. If something was wrong, they would have caught it by now. And then they showed me on the picture.
Aren't you glad you didn't, like, bite down on something and, like, half your jaw cracked off?
That's horrible. I'm still in a little bit of pain, and it's going to make it worse if I have that mental image.
Because that's what I went to the dentist yesterday for the cleaning, and I was telling my dentist about it, and he goes, oh, that's bad. That could be really bad. Did they check her for bone damage? And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't either. I have my follow-up appointment next week. You will be out of commission in Rome.
I will be in Rome. Won't be in Rome. I'll be on a boat somewhere. I don't even know how this is. This is one of those deals. I'm leaving out of Miami, sailing to the Canary Islands, which I had to Google
Spain.
To find out where they were, and then on to Rome.
Which is in Italy.
Yeah. And so I'm doing this cruise ship. I'm going to be on the Celebrity Cruise Lines. I'm working the Sin City Comedy Club on this Celebrity Cruise Lines. And so I was kind of excited about it. And I'm telling my sister, who is a world traveler, she goes, oh, well, you know, that's just going to be a lot of rich people and foreigners on that trip. They may not get you.
That's who freaked you out?
Yeah.
Come on, Kathy.
Is that what's going to be on this trip out of Florida? Is a bunch of rich people and foreigners? Because they're not really going to understand, hey, y'all go to Walmart jokes, you know?
Maybe they will. And everyone knows who Taylor Swift is.
Right. But they may like...
Everyone
has been in relationships. Foreigners may not be as sick of hearing her same songs over and over and wouldn't get my joke about that. So now I'm going to do a 2-week trip and be nervous about shows
You'll
the entire time.
You're so funny. People love you.
Girls do.
I almost cursed. People love you. I've not heard of a show or been to a show where you're like, oh, they hated me.
This could be it.
Dear God.
It could be 2 weeks
worth Don't jump off the ship.
It could be 2 weeks worth of hatred. Yeah, this could be one of those the news stories. You'll be back here watching TV and you'll be like...
Comic, jump ship.
Jumps overboard. And... Canary Island seas.
You got to think of our faces.
See it's in. Huh? Ah!
On that note, have we hit 30 minutes yet?
Actually, oh, we are. We are. We're done. Did you have fun?
I did.
Okay.
And this is our last night alone together before you leave. So let's go eat and then cuddle.
Okay. Let's go eat your onions.
That is not a metaphor.
It's not
a euphemism
for anything. Okay, we're out of here. Thanks for tuning in. Like us. Click like if you like us and subscribe and do
Wrinkled
all that
Sheets
kind of stuff.
One.
Wrinkled Sheets 1 on Twitter. And I'm at Steve McGrew on Twitter. And you are at PinkBarb27 on Twitter. And
we're on Facebook.
Facebook
if you
and all kinds.
Wrinkled Sheets, you'll find us.
Yeah, there's all kind of stuff, and I will check into this. And we may have I will look into a new sponsor, an actual sponsor. I forward you that letter.
Yes.
And so I will check into
that.
What
do they do? I didn't really look at it.
Are they
a shoe company?
They're a hangover. They do hangover shots. It's like a 5-hour energy, only it's for hangovers, and I need to find out more about it. But they contacted us
because. As I sip on my Malibu.
As
I sip on my Malibu.
There you go. All right. We'll see you next time
Bye.
On Wrinkled Sheets.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
So.